Senate took a step today to cut the number of political appointees at your agency. A lot of people think that's good news, and you'll find out why this hour. Daryl Issa admits Republicans sound evil when it comes to whether federal workers are overpaid. The California Republican, who's chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, says the debate shouldn't be about employees' pay. Congressman Issa says it should be about the overall pay and benefits processes. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joining us with details about where Chairman Issa wants to take this conversation. If it's not about the money, and rule number one is when they say it's not about the money, it's about the money. If it's not about the money, though, what is it about?
Well, Chairman Issa of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee says the government should hire, promote, reward, and fire employees like the best private sector firms do. I mean, that's really his area of contention. It's not so much about if employee one is getting too much money or employee two is not getting enough money. Issa admits, though, that sometimes Republicans come off sounding a bit harsher than Democrats on this issue.
All I want to do is bring the kind of professionalism to various parts of the federal workforce that lets the federal workforce be regarded with as much pride as the best corporate American workforce. And to do that, you have to make some careful changes, and some of it will affect job pay. But it's not going to affect job pay for everyone. It's going to be discriminating.
Now, I caught up with Chairman Issa after the event. He spoke at a panel discussion sponsored by the Association of Government Accountants today, and I asked him to expound more upon the pay debate and how he thinks the conversation should go.
Clearly, getting the right pay for the right motivation for the right worker should be the goal of the federal government. And I think everyone on my committee, on both sides of the aisle, would agree with that. One of the problems is you do end up with sort of the legacy questions. And this is something that we all saw in the Wisconsin situation of, is the pay and benefits package right, and can it be amended? And if it's amended, should those amendments be slow and pragmatic? People who have already bought into a system that's part of their retirement and so on. So we all know that any federal worker, anyone listening to this, can quit today and go to the private sector. So we have to know that we have to make sure that the pay is such that we retain the good workers, we retain their motivation.
Now, he admits that good workers need to be paid comparatively to the private sector, and they need, in some cases, and in many cases, better security than private sector workers. Now, this is very interesting because that's a big step for him. I mean, this is a Republican in a committee who has time and again said, you're overpaid. Look how many employees there are. There's too many employees that make too much money.
And certainly hasn't discouraged other members of the committee from doing the same thing and even going farther than he has.
Absolutely. Now, interesting, he came back around and said, really, it's all about the idea of performance measurement and how to measure that performance. And that's something, obviously, we're hearing a lot more about.
Yeah, that is a lot different than the position he normally takes. So one of the things that he's tried to freeze is step increases. That's part of the performance measurement deal. Is that also part of what he's getting at here with this whole overall pay debate?
I think so in some cases, but in other ways, it's something that step increase is just another piece to the debate around freezing employee pay. Now, performance management, as we were talking about, is a huge issue across the government, and ISO believes that agencies need to be more focused on it, and obviously Director John Barry from the Office of Personnel Management, it's a major initiative for him and the Chief Human Officer Council to try to improve agency performance measurement. But ISA also believes and is pushing for a freeze as part of the overall pay freeze.
All that I said from day one was, the president said a freeze, it should be a freeze. Now, the Office of Personnel Management told us directly that they need those incentives to continue having the federal workforce work. My only question is, every member of the federal workforce or just some? Have we ever, as a largest employer in America, don't we have an ability to figure out cost benefit, comparative worth, and price jobs appropriately? And the answer is no, we don't.
He says that cost benefit analysis is especially important when agencies are deciding whether to insource or outsource work. He says the government is blind, really, on both sides. He's not a fan of just doing this blindly. Just bring everything in. Nope, send everything out. And I think that's where the committee, he says, wants to focus on in more detail. And I think that's a fair point. I mean, you know, Republicans have been kind of shaded as those who always want to outsource work, and Democrats have been colored as the ones that always want to insource work, and mm-hmm. he's saying, whoa, let's just look at the cost benefits of both and then make a wiser decision.
Now, all of these debates are always about whip counts, essentially. How many votes can you get? I talked about the same issue with Dan Adcock from NARF last hour. That conversation posted at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And we talked about the whole concept of if you can get the members of Congress from around here who have always been very supportive of the federal workers, but that's they're the only ones you can get on board with this kind of legislation, that doesn't get any bills passed. What's the chances of this going anywhere? What's the read that you think Congressman Issa is seeing when he talks to his colleagues on both sides on the Hill?
Well, I think the committee's busy writing several bills. And in fact, we have a chart online put together by our web editor, Jolie Lee, on all the bills that are Congress that's all affecting federal employees and contractors. So they can find them right there on federalnewsradio.com. And that really gives a good idea of everything that's going on. But going back to Darrell Issa, he has not yet introduced legislation to freeze step increases. I think he's still considering how best to do that. Even today at the AGA conference, he wasn't saying, well, my legislation will or I will introduce legislation soon. He just talked about it in that general context. He says very few bills will actually get any traction in the Senate. He joked, the Senate is where the House members go to grow old and bills go to die. That's something you may have heard that before.
And yeah, I was going to say, he's not the first person to say that either.
But real quick, one bill that he actually thinks that will get some is the give inspector generals more subpoena power. And I think that's something that's coming down the pike in terms of setting up what they call a grand jury. Now, it's not a real grand jury, but a grand jury-like process to give subpoena power to those IGs.
All right. This is not going away anytime soon. We'll look forward to continued updates on this, including online at federalnewsradio.com and on the Federal Drive tomorrow morning. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Federal News Radio.